Welcome to Tech Talk with Blossom. I'm your host, Blossom Babalola, and on here we talk about everything about the software engineering career, sometimes even bringing you lived experiences of other software engineers to help you make better decisions about your career as a software engineer. And if you are planning to get into tech, then just to give you an insider view of what it currently is like. So if that's your cup of tea, I hope you sit back and enjoy. Hey, junior developer. So I want to share with you something that I don't think that we junior developers consider a lot when we are looking for roles and opportunity. And recently, it's becoming, but I've really started to come to a place where I'm learning about myself and my long-term goals, my short-term goals, and really just planning out, you know, my life. Obviously, I know that God's will is going to happen, but still I want to plan and see if it aligns with His will for me. It's better to be prepared than to not be prepared at all and to just leave my life to whatever comes. So yeah, and again, what is luck is just opportunity that meets preparation. So I want to be prepared. That being said, that was a long trail of the subject of this podcast, but I wanted to share with you something that we do not consider a lot when we try to search for roles, opportunities, and basically when we are looking for jobs. I think that as junior developers, the only thing, or most junior developers, not to generalize, but for a lot of us, the only thing that we're really concerned about is, you know, really getting that first job. Sometimes most junior developers don't even care about the pay. They're like, you know what, just let me get this first job. I don't care if I'm underpaid. Well, I don't know what to say about that. That's really another podcast on its own. However, I think that for long-term fulfillment, and my career is something that I want to wake up every day and be excited. The thing is that I love tech. What do I do on weekends? I do tech. I build side projects. I just basically work on tech-related thing that is not work-related, but it's tech-related. So I know that tech is really something I see myself doing for a long time. I mean, I have a podcast centered on tech. So it's like, even if I have all this extracurricular thing, it's still centering on tech. So I really love tech, right? So I started to think about how to make my career more fulfilling in terms and more aligning with my goals and life, basically. And one of the things I started to consider is what industry I really want to work in. And this is something that I realized that most junior developers don't consider. We don't think about what industry do I want to work in. There is finance tech, that's fintech, there is edutech, education tech, there is health tech, there is real estate tech, there is aviation tech, there is aerospace tech, there is defense and space tech, there is software as a service tech. I think that's where most people are focused on, the Google and the Facebook, and they don't even know why they want to go there. Like, it's just because it's high paying. But there are all these other fields that are also high paying, all these other industry. And we don't really consider those. We just want a tech job. And I've seen it happen where people are working in the, you know, maybe finance tech for their internship. For my internship, I worked in a sales tech company. We sold tech product like cloud and wireless services. And it was a wonderful experience, a wonderful break into tech. But I knew instantly, it's paid really well. I was a 19-year-old working remotely from Nigeria in the UK. Is that confusing? So I think that was confusing. I was living in Nigeria during my internship. The company was based in the UK. And so everyone was like, wow, you know, you just got out of school. You got this amazing job. And this was awesome. And most of my friends that I talked to at that time, they were like, you know what, you really have to keep this job and ask that you want to stay on even after the internship, right? Present this case, make this proposal on why you should stay. And I really didn't want to. It was paying well. There was flexibility. I loved my manager. It was amazing. I wasn't being micromanaged. All I had to do was deliver. There was resources for me to grow. They provided courses. It was even, you know, gears was provided for me to work. I tell you, it was really amazing. But I didn't just want to. I wasn't fulfilled. And I know that's so weird. Like, you are getting paid well. And it really sounds so corny. Like, what's the meaning of fulfillment? What's someone talking about? But, you know, I used to tell people, it will get to a stage where you have so much money and you're not in lack. I don't have so much money. I was just talking about then. For a 19-year-old, I was earning a lot and I had no responsibilities then. And so I was in this state of contentment. And so I could think clearly that, okay, I don't need money right now. But I wasn't fulfilled. It's to just get to a point where you have all the money you ever need. And you start to think clearly that, okay, if money was not a problem, what do I really want to do? And for me, that was working, like, creating tech that solved security issues. Oh, my God, I nearly choked up just saying that. And why I nearly choked up is because I think this was one of the things that brought me into tech, security issues in my country, Nigeria. And I grew up on action movies, all those Nikita, Alias, you know, the old heroic movie. What's this one that I watched it so many times? Arrow, using tech, like Felicity Smoke. Yes, that was my alias, Felicity Smoke, right? Using tech to, you know, build all of this, all this stuff that saved the city, saved the world, fought the bad guys, caught the bad guys. And that's something I am so passionate about, using tech in the security industry. And so I kind of let that die down because it wasn't something that was mainstream. There are not many firms that do things like that, especially in Nigeria. I mean, I checked. There is zero tech firm that is working on combating security issues in Nigeria. And so I kind of let that dream die down and, you know, just also for another good paying tech job. But yeah, recently I've started to think again about this fulfillment that is just missing. And I know that it's also due to the growing insecurity in Nigeria. Churches are being bombed, people are being kidnapped in broad daylight, and all of these things. And I feel so helpless. And I don't like feeling, I kind of feel like, you know what, if I was in tech, security tech, doing, you know, security stuff with tech, you know, being able to track these kidnappers' phones, being able to write softwares for gadgets that can find all of these bad guys, then maybe I wouldn't feel so helpless and emotional. And so I just want to encourage you to, you know, go back to your why, even as you are job hunting, looking for roles, looking for all this high tech paying job. I know you are going to get it. You are working so hard, so you are going to get it. It's just the law of the world that God has made. Diligence is always going to be rewarded. So you can find comfort in the fact that all your effort is going to compound and lead to this great harvest. But then when you are already reaping the fruit of your labor, do you want to look back and just have so much money and yet not be fulfilled and just have this void, like you're not fulfilling your destiny? And I don't want to go into all that bit, but I hope this kind of like makes sense. You have to find your why. I was speaking with someone recently, was talking about buildings. He enjoyed you know, real estate, and he was looking for a tech job in this niche. And I don't hear that so often, and I felt so seen because it was like looking for a unicorn. Most tech people, everybody's dreaming big to get into FANG, and I would love to get into FANG, you know, just say I got into FANG. But I know what I really, really want, what will give me fulfillment: tech that really saves lives and really impacts life. I'm especially inspired by the life of Bill Gates, right? This is one man who used technology to eradicate polio in the whole of Africa. That's a miracle. Miracles don't go beyond that. And so that's what I really want to do. I want to have impact on my society, on my country with tech. I want to make meaningful impact. And I'm grateful for all the blockchains and all the Uber rides and the Max or Cardas. But what will really fulfill me is this, using tech in the security defense space. And I just want you to consider that, to consider your why, consider what will really fulfill you. I know you are a tech person. And the truth is that don't put pressure on yourself if you don't have this big... It doesn't really have to be big, right? You can just be like, you know what, I just want to build a bunch of websites to help small business owners and help them grow their income. That's also a good thing. It doesn't have to be life-changing and affecting society and all that. No, that's... It doesn't have to be that big and dramatic. I'm a dramatic person, so it's no wonder my whatever makes me tick is this dramatic. But it could be as simple as, you know, I just want to build websites that, you know, that generate memes that make people laugh. And that's also a life-changing thing because people need to laugh. The world is dark. So yeah, but it just really boils down to, as you search for your jobs, make sure they align with who you really are. Don't just apply to roles that you don't even know what they do. You just see this large figure and like, yes, this is my dream job. But things that, you know, you are passionate, when you talk about what you do, you are glowing, you are happy, and that it just fulfills you in some way. I want you to really work at a place that fulfills you. The truth is that you don't live to work. We work to live. But our work is such an important part of our lives, especially at the stage that we are. We are going to be working for the better part of our life. So why not just do something that really fulfills you? I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I really loved talking about it. I almost went off a tangent there talking about, you know, destiny and my dreams and all of that. But I just really wanted to put this out there for someone. See you on the next episode. As always, thank you for listening. Bye. Thank you for listening and hanging out with me. As always, I hope you learned something new, pondered or something new, or something just made this whole thing worth your time. You can catch me on LinkedIn, it's Blossom Babalola. On Twitter, it's Blossom Babalola. And everywhere else, it's Blossom Babalola. Till next episode, keep building, keep doing awesome stuff.